Hello and welcome to Sort of a Pound. We are on episode 11.
That's amazing.
I can't believe we've reached 11 already.
Me neither. Where are we now? We are mid-April and we started, what, second week of February?
It was Feb, was it? It was cold. Well,
it was,
I know it was cold
so
when we started.
Cold. It was so cold.
And we've had a few viral moments
on
the socials, especially the TikTok.
The TikTok, yes.
The TikTok has
the
been
TikTok,
our...
The TikTok, we got... We are hundreds of thousands of views on the TikTok, primarily because of saying about vitamin D and things, which of all the hilarious things that we usually say, we wouldn't have thought we'd have gone viral over vitamin D.
It was really random. So someone did say, Jeremy says, any proof? And I responded, it's called Gahoogle.
Did you really?
Someone's put, oh my God. Someone put, what's the sun? Asking on behalf of the UK.
That's very funny.
Jasko said, the only time we get the sun here is from the news agents. Then someone did say, what about taking vitamin D tablets?
Well, they're just more expensive, really expensive
yes.
vitamin D tablets.
Mushrooms are a lot cheaper.
So Tessie is here for anybody watching her. She's just on the floor because she's found one of Hugo's balls
again.
And
toy
Hugo,
balls, just to...
yeah, toy balls. And just so that, you know, it's got, I think Hugo's managed to pierce it. So it's now making a funny noise every time she's playing with it. Come on, come and say hello. Oh, don't want to say hello. Come say hello. Hi. Hi, hi, hi. Say hi. Say hi to everybody on YouTube or Patreon, like with your ball. So she is going to be here, but she's going to be playing with this ball irritatingly. So any irritating sounds... I'm not going to be Shane today.
Always his tinny voice.
Always his tinny northern voice. It's going to be Tessie with her little ball.
So we had even more comments. Some people said, sure, I just sit on the windowsill myself for 24 hours.
Very funny.
Yes. Someone has said, Desiree, yes, or buy them off an outside market.
Good idea.
Very clever idea. That would
Very
just make more
idea.
Sense because they've already got the vitamin D.
But the funny thing one of this is that I know lots of these random things. So tomatoes have got their own little hormone in them. So even if you take them off the vine, they still continue to ripen. So if you put a tomato on a windowsill, even if it's like way underripe because of this hormone in it, it'll keep on ripening. So always just buy like the cheap tomatoes in the supermarket. They'll just keep on ripening.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
And blueberries, if you cook a blueberry, it releases all the antioxidants. It's always better to have a cooked blueberry than it is a raw blueberry.
What?
What? So if you're having like porridge and you have blueberries in it,
yes.
cook your blueberries. More antioxidants in cooked blueberries than in raw blueberries.
Well, what does it do?
I think releases the antioxidants. They're like a superfood, aren't they?
Yeah.
Blueberries. So I think it's antioxidants they've got. So it releases the antioxidants. Far better for you to have a cooked blueberry than a raw blueberry.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Because Andy has a lot of blueberries on like yogurts and stuff.
Yeah. Cook them.
Well, that is brand new information.
I know, full of them. But I'm a big fan of a blueberry in any form. I like a frozen blueberry. Not those bags that you get, you know, the mixes that you make to do shakes and stuff. Because you get all kinds of randomness in those sometimes. Just frozen blueberries on their own. It's a lovely little snack. It's like eating little bits of ice cream. Quite a fan of a frozen blueberry. Just a little
But you
bowl.
Like free sweets, don't you?
I like what?
Freezing sweets, like Haribo's.
I like freezing sweets, yeah. That's a whole thing that you can buy, like, not frozen, but you can buy sweets on Amazon, which are, like, I think they're called nitro sweets, and they're almost like, what's it called? Not nitrous oxide. You know that thing that you deep freeze things in?
Oh, it is nitrogen, isn't it?
I think so. They're dry ice.
Yeah.
So they're like dry ice frozen sweets. When you bite into them, like shatter in your mouth.
Oh!
I know. I'm going to get you some.
When I'm back eating sugar.
When you're back eating sugar, I'll get you some.
It's been really hard eating sugar. Like
not eating sugar.
Well, I bought an Easter egg over Easter. And I had like, it was one of the Lindt ones with the bunny.
Oh, nice.
So I thought, well, I'll have a little bit. It made me feel sick.
Did it?
I felt really ill.
Well, I try to avoid... Oh, she wants this ball throwing. I try to avoid sugar just because I'm not actually a very... I haven't got a very sweet tooth. But then when I do have it, I really like it. So I've done an Easter basket for Anya, Aoife and Sophie. And as I was sort of packing it up, I'd bought them like milk chocolate bunnies. The Lindt bunny, yeah. But like bunny shaped ones, which are just like Cadbury's milk chocolate. One of them broke in two. I thought, oh, I can't give that. I'll just have to eat it, won't I? And I devoured it. And I thought, no, I'll just have a bit now. I'll have a bit every day over Christmas. No, over Christmas, over Easter. But yeah, just like vroom, vroom.
Can't. It's like something stops me now. Like I had, I don't know, like an inch's worth of chunk of like slice of chocolate. Oh, felt really sick. Actually felt sick.
Well, I found these new sweets the other day. You know the Candy Kittens?
Candy Kittens.
Candy Kittens. I think it's a man from Chelsea. You know that? What's that program called? I Love Chelsea.
No. No. Made in Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea.
Got fact about think, that afterwards.
Well, have you?
Yeah.
And there's a man on there, and I think he's got Candy Kittens. I think he does Candy Kittens.
I don't know. I've not seen it in a long while.
Oh, like it. This was like, I don't think he's been on it in ages. I think he's the one married to Sophie Habu.
I don't know who that is.
They do a podcast, not as good as ours.
Obvs.
Where is that man called? But I think it's him. I think he does the Candy Kittens. Candy Kittens are like vegan sweets, the dead knife.
Oh, Candy. I think it's come back to me. I think so.
But yeah. They do now like these like disco shapes, but they're just beautiful.
Are they like nicest. Got like not much sugar in?
Yeah. Well, but like no, but like no nasty, like palm oils and stuff like that. They're nice. But they do these like called disco, I wouldn't call disco biscuits. They're not called disco biscuits, but like disco some things. But the flavours of them and the texture of them, it's the nicest sweets I've had in a long time. My other favourite sweets, bar those ones, which are now my favourite sweets, are Waitrose own jelly beans. Like just in a normal Waitrose. You know those jelly beans which taste of stuff?
I don't like jelly beans at all.
Do you not?
Andy loves them.
Waitrose own jelly beans are far nicer than the actual jelly beans. You know the ones that are coconut and all the weird flavours that you put together and make different flavours
with. It's the texture for me.
Oh, no. The Waitrose jelly beans, they're twice the size and just so, 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 so nice. And even in the little Waitrose in the garage, they're like £2.25 for a bag. They are the nicest things in the world.
Oh, no. So, I don't know if you remember, but at my wedding, my show.
Featuring Andy.
Featuring Andy.
The Shane Show featuring Andy.
We had a pick a mix of all of our favourite sweets. One of my all-time favourite sweets are, you know, you get in a pack of licorice all sorts. I think they're called Spogs. Spogs. They're like the pink and blue ones with like 100,000 things on.
Yeah.
Loved them.
Do you?
Back in the day when we used to go around my nan's and there used to be the corner shop where you'd go and get a bag of, I can't remember what you'd call it, like a pound of, not a pound, like...
What did you call it, 10p mix or whatever it was?
No, but like, they had them in the big jars and you'd get ounce or whatever. I can't remember what they called it. We'd go to the shops and that'd be the thing. We'd
quarter.
Go around a quarter. Yes.
And a quarter's like 100 grams now, isn't it? Yeah.
And you'd get a quarter of like them little Spogs or whatever they were called.
Well, you get a whole quarter of Spogs?
Yeah, you used to back.
Would you?
Yeah.
Hell no.
And we'd walk back from the shop eating them.
Like, they're the best ones out of licorice all sorts, but they're, like, not good sweets.
No, they're not good sweets because they're full of sugar. But back is, like, I love them. That's why we had all of them there.
I don't remember having Spogs. You probably ate them all before I got them.
Probably. We had, I love the powdered milk bottles.
Yes, I like those.
But they have to be the powdered ones. Oh, they're like divine.
Yeah, they are nice.
What else did we get? Obviously, like the usual, like cola bottles. I love the bubblegum fizzies.
Yes, I do too.
Andy doesn't like them as much. And then, what did we get for him? I think they're all my favourite sweets.
Who knew?
Because we were looking at the pictures the other day because Andy was talking about his cake because he made the cake at our wedding.
He told me the other day that he made his cake.
And he hated it. Like, he thought it looked awful. And I was like, Andy, it like was perfect.
I can't remember seeing the cake. You'll have to send me a picture of it.
I will send you a picture of it. It matched all the decor because we had like the dragon eggs and stuff, didn't we?
I can't remember it at all. But it, yeah, send me a picture really later.
Nice. I'll send you a picture of it.
So I didn't realise that one of our other videos about me with delayed gratification of watching films, which is the rest of this episode, isn't it? Our pounders.
Yeah.
But I hadn't realised that this had been so popular on comments.
Nor had I until so earlier on.
So as a recap, if you've not watched the last episode or not seen it on the socials, it's, I was basically start the conversation going, I don't know if I can live with anybody else again, and basically saying, I don't think they'd want to live with me because I've got this weird thing. If I start watching a film or a series, I can make it last for days. Well, not days, but hours and hours and hours and hours. And Interstellar amazed, last an entire day. I can make it last a day, but But the last guy I lived with, it really annoyed him. Really annoyed him. Obviously, it would do. But I really, really like the delayed gratification of a film. And somebody said on one of the comments, it's like almost you're rewarding yourself. Yep. So you go and do, you empty the dishwasher or you do your washing, and it's almost rewarding yourself. You can, if you've done a task, you can, yeah.
But like someone else put on the comment that we've just read whilst we're having coffee there, oh my God, I'm like this. I can't handle watching something I really enjoy. I also delayed watching the final episode of The American so long that when I tried, it was no longer available. That is proper prolonged delayed gratification. But back to...
I've never seen The Americans. Have you seen it?
No. No. There's so many like programs that I want... I tell you one that I have delayed watching because I started watching it and for whatever reason I stopped. I think it was during... The COVID days where I started and then things started picking up again. So you weren't at home doing nothing.
No.
Was The Man in the High Castle.
Oh!
I loved that because I loved the whole, spoiler alert, alternate dimension type thing.
Yeah.
And it only just started, like, hinting at it.
Right.
And I know there's like three more series that I haven't seen yet. But I'm going to have to watch it from the beginning because I can't remember the first
one. Do you think they over-egged that a bit? Do you think it needed to be? It'd probably been better if it had just been one series. Maybe I've not watched it, so I don't know why I'm...
No. Because there's...
Well, I've only found out today that your favourite ever thing was the X-Files. X-Factor then.
Yes, oh, fuck, the X-Factor. X-Files.
I didn't know that.
Yes, is my all-time favourite
TV show. Makes a lot of sense.
Why? Why? Also, one of the deliveries here, her all-time favourite show was The X-Files, and they've named their son Henry Fox after Fox
really?
Mulder.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's cute, Henry Fox. Yeah. I really like that. Sorry, more comments. Let me chuck a ball for Chelsea.
I was going back to Made in Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
Fact. Did you know I appear on two episodes of Made in Chelsea?
Do you know what? Now that you said it, I think, yes, I think you did it for Truth and a Lie or something, or... I
don't think I did for that. No. I used a different one, but I contemplated using it.
I'm sure. No, I did know that.
Yes, so...
Because wasn't it you and Eleanor?
Yeah.
But
I featured way more than Eleanor because I was right in the shot of the camera. In the background. So weird because it's all set up. Fake. And you have to have a conversation with, like, you get paired up with, like, another extra. And you're talking, but you're not making no noise. So you're like miming words.
Have you seen the episode of Modern Family where it was Gloria and the estate agent dad one? I've got Phil.
I haven't really watched Modern Family that much.
I think you'd really like it.
Do you?
Because it is different, because the way they do it. And it's almost like that quasi-documentary thing. I don't know if it'd annoy you, though.
No, I quite like that type of style, because that's what we went with when we did our version of The Office that time.
But the little girl, Lily, I think she makes that. I think that's brilliant. She's such a dry character in a lot of not dry characters. But yeah, no, I really like that. But yeah, they did that. And they had to like pretend to have a conversation and she couldn't do it. She was always like having to have an actual conversation. And
it was really hard, but you almost like learn how to have a conversation without having the conversation. I can't remember that there was a girl I got paired up with and we were having a conversation, but not like out loud.
Like,
yeah. And you had to be a bit like over dramatic.
Yeah.
Can't remember what we chatted about. Yeah. But it looks good. Like, I'll find the two stills.
I think I'd be a brilliant extra actress.
Yeah, you'd get kicked out. Because there was that one, and then we went again for another episode, and we were with the, you know, the guy that, I think his dad, like, made diamonds or cut diamonds or something to do with diamonds.
Well, the Candy Kittens man, if it's the man that I think his money comes from biscuits. Isn't he a biscuit? Isn't he a biscuit mogul?
I can't remember the...
Jamie, is he called Jamie?
Oh, I think when I was on it, it was before he was in the series. I think he came in a bit later.
He's called Jamie.
Yeah, with blonde hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he does Candy Kittens. Yeah. I think he's Biscuit Man. But the new Candy Kittens that aren't the kittens, the disco biscuits, oh, lovely. Product placement. Want to sponsor us? Nicest sweets ever.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
They've got this really nice texture, but all the flavours are like, they're just like explode in your mouth. They're absolutely delicious. Delicious.
So yeah, back to X-Files. Why did you think that? Why does that explain so much?
I don't know, just because of the things that you like and... I don't know, that retro thing and aliens and...
Yeah, because I think... Not... Maybe this is like a topic for an episode, like... I know we spoke about conspiracy theories on like...
Yeah.
But I love all that shit. And I almost half... sometimes half believe it, because when you go back and rewatch it, actually,
some of the conspiracy theories.
Actually, this is probably a really good topic. I went back and watched the first series. I think we spoke about it on the last episode that I started rewatching the first series again, and that's like 93, so I'd have been like 2. And there's this episode basically about AI.
Is there?
And as I rewatched it, I thought they've hit the nail on the head with this, of like where it was going. And what we have now.
That's amazing. Have you seen, though, this really makes me laugh. Simpsons, every episode is like... it predicts stuff, does Simpsons, doesn't it?
They are like proper... people think that the writers are from the future and they've come back and they're like inserting little bits here and there.
So satirically accurate that you...
To like the point of where people are wearing clothes like Kamala Harris and it's like Lisa Simpson wearing the same pearl necklace and the same purple top. And like Brilliant. That episode where Trump's coming down the escalators.
Yep.
And it was almost an exact replica of this live shot.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. But generally, I don't believe in a conspiracy. Like Watergate and all of that, then fair. Ones that you can see... You know, almost political conspiracies, things like that. I absolutely believe that. But things about, like, COVID jabs putting, you know, things into you. And it's just like, you just think, hold on. Like, there was a thing today on the news about student loan company.
Right.
And how it's about to absolutely implode because...
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Nobody's getting free money. Don't get excited.
Why not? I don't want to pay it off anymore.
But basically, their systems are so shot that it's like teetering on the brink of, like, all their systems are just rubbish. And they're basically going, look, it's like a bank. You've got to think of the student loans company as being like a bank. They've got like 10 million clients. They go like 1.5 million loans every year. And they're just grinding technology. And I think, hold on, if the student loans body can't have decent tech, how do they think they're going to get, like, things into people? I just think, you know, if you can't get some of your basic tech right, how can conspiracy theories exist?
I would... this has turned into the conspiracy theory episode because I disagree.
No, we need to think about this properly.
I completely disagree with what you're saying, though.
Do you?
Yes. I think it's intentional. I think there's two versions of what is there. I think there's the one that we see, and like what you're saying about the student loan company, it has to be portrayed in that way, that there isn't enough money for technology
and
stuff.
When we worked together the first time...
Yes.
Do you remember fax machines? And we had to use fax machines because we dealt with the NHS, didn't we?
Yes.
Who were the biggest user of fax machines for years and years and years? Was the NHS.
Yes.
That's because it was shit.
Yes.
Not because there's a conspiracy theory.
No, 100% agree. However, I think there are elements to either the government or secret agencies or whatever that control everything. Like, if I think if they were, I don't agree with the COVID one. I don't think there was something in it, but I think they have the ability to do it if they wanted to.
I think so too. I just think over COVID, people had far too much time on their hands, started watching all kinds of drivel.
They started watching the X-Files.
And everything was a conspiracy theory. See, the funny thing about the X-Files is I used to love it because it was so new when it first came out. And I was like 15 or something when it first came out. And it was brilliant. I used to watch it with my friend, like Lee Crawford, and then she'd... Oh, no, and that was the other one. What was the other one? Oh, Twin Peaks.
I never watched that. I haven't watched that.
Oh, I think you might quite like that.
Probably
but would. It was X Factor and Twin Peaks were used to watch it. What's it called? X Files. But they were so good. But some of them just got so random. Oh. Do you know what? I might start watching it again. But you know, Gillian Anderson hasn't aged a bit. She's like a fine wine. She looks
Love
amazing.
Her. She is my all-time favourite person
Have you
on
watched
the world.
The Fall?
No.
Watch The Fall. It's so good.
No, I need
she
to.
Is such a good actress. Like,
oh, she's brilliant.
Absolutely. The best. She is so good on The Fall. Like, Gillian Anderson. You forget. Like, she was like, yeah, so good. But I don't know. X Factor lost it. So,
X Factor again.
X Files.
Oh, no, it did. It went, they overkilled it because studios wanted more episodes from it.
Right,
but,
okay.
Gillian Anderson, so David Duchovny left, like series
I stopped watching.
He only did half the series, and series 9 he appears on one episode.
Wasn't there a baby? I think I could
The
love,
baby,
oh,
yeah.
I think I started losing interest around about the baby thing.
That's what my personal opinion, it got better. Like, because Gillian Anderson was leading the series, nothing against David Duchovny because I thought it was good.
Yeah.
There was that series where she is about to give birth, series 8, at the end she gives birth to William. That is probably my favourite series out of all of them because she was in a majority of the episodes and it was Gillian Anderson led, if that makes sense. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
So it took all the stories in a completely different direction.
Did it keep was it called The Smoking Man?
Yeah.
Did it keep him throughout, was there a continuity between or not?
So, at the end of Series 9, the original, when they first did it, he appeared to got killed.
Right.
But he does come back in, like, the 10th and 11th series, the reboots of it. Okay.
Well, maybe then that's what it is, and actually, because I haven't got a good example of conspiracy theories particularly. I just don't believe the world is organised enough for a lot of the conspiracy theories that people think of conspiracy theories. I don't like this space stuff that's going on at the minute. I don't think...
What do you mean?
And the thing with Katy Perry, where she went into space recently and people going, it's completely fake, I think it's completely fake.
Yeah, but doesn't that not go back, like, flat earthers and all that shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I assume they went up and I assume that it was probably more as a publicity stunt than anything else. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory.
No, it's not a good one. but I genuinely don't believe the world is organised enough.
Do you not?
I don't think there's a great... And I don't like... What... Like, bear in mind that the world is a leaky boat these days. Nobody has any particular secrets anymore. Do you not think if there was this whole... I would nearly call them glitterati then. This glitterati, Maserati. What are they called? This conspiriati. That wouldn't
you got half the word. Yeah. What's the word? Illuminati. what did you call it? The glitterati. Oh, I like that one far, far more. They need to start a glitterati.
But if there was this Illuminati, like, surely somebody would have said something or somebody would have.
Well, I'm really going off on the. I remember. Now, this is. This could be controversial, but do you remember Madeleine McCann?
I do.
Yeah. And her parents were a bit strange with the whole thing that happened. Like, their reactions were very bizarre, especially the dad.
Have you watched, though? Right, and Danielle said this, our friend Danielle. Do you know that Netflix documentary? I think
yes.
It came out about COVID.
Yeah.
And she was convinced, first two episodes of that they'd done it. She always thought that they'd done it.
Yeah.
So first two episodes, she was like complete 180. She was like, yeah, those people had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. And completely changed
nothing
her views.
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm going to give you some information here. So we've hinted that, we've half said it, but yeah, my nan lived in Prior de Luge at the time that it happened. Yeah. And we went out there that a few months later with Dodo. So we were around the time where it was all happening. My Portugal nan said the day after that she went missing, she was sat in the hairdresser's having her hair done, and the dad walked in all casually. Can I have a haircut, please?
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah, no, I knew this. It's on the I'm sure it's on that Netflix documentary.
And
loads of people said about it at the time going, and then they asked him to explain it, and then when he explains it, seems normal.
No, I don't think.
Have you not seen that?
I have seen it, and that was a while ago because that was COVID.
No, I can't remember.
Probably like 5 years ago.
But I think that's why a lot of people think. And then when they said, and it is weird because, even when the worst thing in the world happens to you, you still, and you're in sort of this bubble of. Of unrealisticness, almost.
I get it.
But you still sort of go on with your normal lives, and you probably do things that are completely... When you look back and you go, why on earth did I do that? Or why was...
Because you go through the stages of grief.
You absolutely do. I'm thinking about when my dad died, and you kind of... And you still get on with your normal life to a certain... And then when you look back on it, you go... I remember... And somebody else I lost, a boyfriend's dad we lost as well. And we had, and it was a couple of days after he died. And we, you know, and you're in this awful, the only way I can describe it is this bubble of like weirdness. And it's like, you're not living your life, but you are. And we'd had an Indian takeaway and we had a bottle of champagne. And not any, we like drinking champagne. But looking back on it, it seems the weirdest of things to have done. We weren't.
Because you think, I must be serious and you must be sensible. And
then I just think, well, maybe some of that's that.
I get it. But linking it back to the conspiracy theories, I don't remember where I saw this or read it. It was a while after, but before that documentary. I read that they were part of this group. Of like, there's a group of doctors, higher ups in the government that use children for things, and that them and whoever they're on holiday with were part of this, and what happened was part of all of that, and it went wrong.
And what did they use the children for?
Like, I don't want to say completely on the...
Oh,
I don't want to say completely on the podcast.
Yeah, but that would have come out, wouldn't it?
Well, it goes back to like, we watched that YouTube, what was that program, that series on YouTube that you asked me to watch? The
Kidfluencer thing.
Kidfluencer. And do you remember the bit where...
It's on Netflix.
Where the day after that live stream where the mum kissed the boy, where it mysteriously disappeared the next day.
But did you not take it down, though?
But it disappeared everywhere. No one could find any copies of it. Obviously, they managed to... I don't know how they got some of the footage for the thing.
Yeah.
But I think people can make things disappear on the internet if they want it to.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure.
And I think the reason why this stuff hasn't come out is because people can cover it up.
I think you're totally wrong.
No, I think there is...
I think there is probably stuff like that. It's like the European press or the States press are allowed to, you know, publish pictures of the royal family, aren't they? Because their laws are different to ours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know they got in trouble for Princess of Wales being topless, didn't they?
I didn't know that.
The French press. She was on holiday with William. This was a long time ago, I think before kids. And they published pictures of Kate topless, And I think they got sued for it. And I think they've all come to some kind of agreement that they're not going to do it anymore. Yeah. But yeah, they're allowed to publish, like, from not topless anymore, but like, I think they recently went skiing and they're allowed to publish.
Interesting.
So different. And then there is various things, you know, when there's been, say a football player who's been indiscreet probably with, I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody or other. And they take high court injunctions or they threaten legal action and you're not allowed to name them in the UK. But a lot of European papers will know it. Or if you search long enough through and find out, you can usually always find out who it is. Because it'll be in the foreign press rather than the UK press.
But I think they've got the ability somehow to cover it up. I do think that.
Do you think that Kidfluencer's mum's got enough ability to be able to take her kissing the boy?
I don't know how they did that.
But unless, don't forget, it would only have been on YouTube. So they only had to take it down from YouTube. And unless somebody
thought they were streaming on multiple things. You know how you can, like, stream various things at once?
Maybe you should watch it again, but I didn't think they were. But if you've only got one platform, take it down. And at the time, probably people wouldn't have realised there was that much controversy. If it was just the kids watching it, it'd only be when the kids' mums watch it and go, oh my God, that's just weird.
Yes, but I still think there's the ability that things can vanish without a trace.
Yeah, maybe. Because I don't know enough about metadata and...
I think it's... that's the problem, I think, in the world we're living in now. There's so many more elements. You know, like back in the day, if you were like... Back when you were a child...
Back in the day.
It'd been a lot easier to cover something up because you haven't got so many avenues to cover up. Yeah. You haven't got, like, the CCTV. You've not got facial recognition. Yep. You've not got...
If you think about how to murder somebody, not that I do this, but, you know, if you were... you would struggle if you were...
Nowadays,
after,
yeah.
If you didn't want to get caught.
Yeah.
And if you were after a certain target, you wouldn't be able to go in your car, would you?
No.
You wouldn't be able to take your phone with you.
No.
So how would you get there? You know, you are going to be seen on your bike or however you need to get there because you will go through so many different ring cameras and even on buses. Do you know Sarah Everard? They caught Wayne Cousins. That was during COVID. Because that's how he got her, because he was an off-duty policeman, wasn't he? So that's how we got her. He basically said, he got his warrant card out and said, you know, you're contravening COVID rules.
Oh.
And that's how he got into a hire car. But, you know, for a policeman, he was pretty fucking stupid. He thought he'd get away with it. He hired a car and I think he did it in his own name.
Oh.
And they found him very, very quick. Unfortunately, she'd already been killed, but they... found him very, very quickly. They found the car because every bus has got a CCTV on it.
Yes.
So it's like you really can't get away with. I don't believe that the Illuminati I do believe. I mean, one of my friends, she's convinced
do you remember that TV show on Channel 4? I think it was like called Hunted or something where
yes,
you'd have to try get from location A to B without being found.
Yes.
But then, do you remember the TV show? I know you, because we used to discuss it. Line of Duty.
Yes.
Well, how much there is that could be covered up there? I think that is real. I think that happens.
There is definitely, but you have got to be, like, shit-hot and incredibly organised. And I think just the world isn't.
Yes, but I think that's what plays against people. I think there are a few people that are... And that because there are a few people that are, it gets away with it because there's so many people that aren't shit hot.
I mean, one of my friends really strongly believes that when we were locked down, it was almost like a trial to see if we would lock down. So if they ever needed or wanted to do it again, see if we ever would. But I argued then that I'd have the opposite effect because... It got to a point where it was so silly, the rules, wasn't it? And the tiers, and when we could be locked down and what we could do.
Oh,
and
the tiers,
And you were allowed a bubble, and then you were allowed another bubble. And, you know, it just got so daft.
But that was our government, I think, messed that up.
Well, yes, it was. But it, and then, you know, and then there was the spikes again. And it, that actually had, you know, if they were testing out, if they could lock us down, then it'd have the opposite effect, because none of us are going to do that easily again unless there was something huge. So it almost had the opposite effect.
But no, I don't think that. I think that was just, and this is controversial as well, I think it just proved the failings of our NHS and government, because how do we know what data they got was right?
Well, because, and I think they didn't, and I think they were quite, I think they were quite open that they didn't. The problem with COVID, and like, please don't listen to me on this, but this is what I've heard.
Dr. Louise.
Not a doctor, not a lawyer, not anything.
Just an accountant.
Just an accountant. Oh, the accountant who's coming out with Ben Affleck as well. Is
it? Yeah. I thought it's in the first one.
Oh, it makes accountants look super cool. That COVID, when it first came out, was a completely different disease to the COVID that we all got. And it was a brain disease, essentially. And what it did is it gave people then a thing called glass lung. But because it was killing too many of its hosts too quickly, then it mutated and it kept mutating and kept mutating because it wanted to stay alive longer.
Yeah, yes, yeah,
and it was
yeah,
killing people. Yeah. It was killing its hosts with this glass lung thing. This is why people had headaches, because it was a neurological disease to start with, which then gave people glass lung, and people were dying of this glass. But because it was killing people too quickly,
the virus mutated to stop killing people.
So I've got a lot of sympathy for the doctors, the government, everyone, because the data would move day by day, hour by hour, wouldn't it? So,
and I'm convinced that I had COVID before COVID was out. That me Christmas and beforehand.
A girl, I used to work with. She was, convinced.
I was so ill. With thinking back now, exact same symptoms.
Me too.
Like, that's the only time in recent years that I've took a day off sick work from work.
I had a cough for five. This is before COVID. I had a cough for five solid weeks. Got so sick of being sick that I thought, what do I want? And I started getting a little bit better. What do I want from life? I want good wine. I want good coffee. I want good food. So I took myself off to Paris for the weekend.
You did. Do you remember also during COVID your Queen's speech?
I do.
And you had COVID during that.
I did have COVID. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
The real Queen's speech that year.
The real Queen's speech, yeah. So I had COVID, so I couldn't do a lot and I couldn't see anybody. And yeah, so I recorded this Queen's speech and sent it to everybody.
To everyone.
At 3 o'clock, everybody who knew me got a copy of the Queen's speech at 3 o'clock.
I always remember.
And then I went straight to bed because I was shattered.
Shattered from doing this one recording.
Yeah, and I woke up, but I did it in one take.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I had to because I couldn't hide it. No, I didn't.
Oh, do you mean that was your first take?
Yeah.
You didn't do it like multiple times?
Oh, yeah, no. No, once. That was it. I didn't have
one
the energy.
One take wonder.
But yeah, so no, I did the Queen. And then I literally had to go to bed. I sent it and I thought, I can't cope with like people messaging and wanting messages back and stuff. I just went to bed.
Turn off phone.
Time.
I worry about the ratings afterwards.
I felt very tired, but I didn't feel that bad. But the first time I think I had it. But yeah, I took myself off to Paris. So
yes,
after five
that.
Weeks of being ill.
So yeah, I do remember that.
But I think I know where I got it. And a girl I worked with, completely coincidentally, after that, we were talking about it and she thinks she got it and she thinks she got it from the same place.
Oh.
Dum, 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 dum.
I remember when it first started coming out, I remember getting an email. There was an email come through at work from one of the guys saying, you're more likely to get bitten by a snake than to contract COVID or COVID-19 at the time. And then literally the next week, everyone's got it. But back to like conspiracy theories, one of my biggest ones, all kind of links back to the X-Files. We've gone full circle here. Do you not think the reason why us as humans have suddenly accelerated in things. This was because we acquired alien technology.
No.
Do you not see it, though, how fast we've propelled in the last 100 or so years?
I do, but I also remember... And you just got to... I know this still sound very, very, very weird, but you look at inflation, like in the 70s, like a pint of beer would be like, I don't know, 3p or something, or a packet of fans would be 20p, or your house would be £4,000. It's just the way... And there is this thing that, you know, exponentially things grow and people... No... What alien technology do you think we've got?
It's Roswell.
But we've still not got plasma. Oh, we have got plasma, but you know what I mean?
But do you not think all of a sudden, mysteriously...
But why have we not? Why are we still doing it? I know it's the big growth curve, but why are we not like the Jetsons, and why are we not teleport? Why have we only used a small amount of that technology if we've got alien technology?
I think we're still learning it, because we're reverse engineering it all. But do you not think, if you even like the last, I don't know, 20 years, our phones, for example, how fast they've got, like, progressed, advanced?
Yes, but I still don't believe it's a... I still don't see anything which is a big enough leap of faith that has just, like, blown my mind.
Do you not?
That I...
But look how quick, like, look.
But bear in mind what we do for a living.
Yeah.
And the industry we work in.
Yes.
Do you not think that the great minds that work there.
Yeah.
And I've worked in our industry before, haven't I?
Yes.
That. And look at our CTO, the cleverest man on God's earth. Do you not think he'd have got an inkling of this? And, you know, he has got fingers in many a pie and knows everything about his industry.
Yes. But do you not think, where's this come from? Why is it suddenly...
But I don't think it has.
I think it has.
I think
if you look, I think it's spiked, especially within the last 100 years, and it's advancing even quicker. Like a graph that goes up like that.
But if you did that and you looked back to... in fact, then, if anything, it almost disproves it. Because if you look at the Greeks and the Romans and their exponential curve, and then everything flattens out and then it curves back up.
And why was that?
I don't know.
Aliens.
Aliens suppressing their technology then.
No, I think they went... Right. I'm really me and Andy agree on this. This is one thing that me and Andy agree. Do you not, if you look at the history of the world, at the same time, the Aztecs, the Egyptians, the Romans, the Chinese, all of a sudden got really advanced in comparison to where they were not that long prior. All of a sudden, they were very advanced with the buildings, the things that they were achieving. Like, they built pyramids, and today we still don't know how the pyramids have been built.
But isn't that more to do with culture and people coming together in civilizations rather than working as individuals?
But why did it happen all at the same time around the world?
I don't know. So you're saying, so your conspiracy theory is that they had a bit of alien technology, but not a lot. Then the aliens took their toys away over kind of the Dark Ages and the Middle Ages.
Because why is there no... Why
and then they gave it back again?
No. My theory on what happened with, like, the Egyptians and stuff, I think it's us, as in human beings. That is my theory.
What?
I think at some point in the future, we're going to figure out how to go to the past.
Well, like Interstellar?
Yes, it links back to Interstellar. I think that somehow... us humans are going to find that technology. We're going to somehow be able to go back into the past. Because when you look at all, like, the records of these beings coming from the heavens, which they call gods, I think it's us. And we've helped them. And we've realised that, oh, shit, we've made a mistake here. Are we changing history? And then we've took them back to the future.
Well, I can't disprove it, but I kind of genuinely will go back to the example in today's news of the student loans company that it hasn't got strong enough tech to support it going forward. But yet we have found a way in the past to go to the future, to come back again.
I think because there's no need to propel that. I feel that there was a need at that time in... whatever.
So I'd like to do an entire episode about how shit the student loans company is.
Oh, don't.
Just outrageous. Outrageous.
I feel that would be like a phone-in episode.
And how they justified the fact that they had to put the interest rate up because, you know, they weren't taking, what's it called, credit scoring students and everything else. So then they had to put the interest rate up. And it's around about like 11% or something, isn't it? It's not competitive anymore.
I don't know.
I do keep harking back to how some organisations are just so bad.
But I think it's intentional. I don't think there's the need to improve them areas. For what purpose? Let's just say, for example,
surely everything needs.
Yeah, but I think
be...
they've already would have all the money that they need.
Who are they?
Let's just call them they. There's a group of individuals that.
But would nobody have told on that? Again, leaky boat of a planet these
days.
Well,
then they're dead.
But what about the housekeepers or the cooks or, you know...
I think there's
the staff
Yeah, but it's like people that work in the secret services. You don't really know that they're working in secret services.
Well, apart from that girl who I went to school with who works in the secret services.
Apart from her. And now everyone knows.
But everybody knows works in the secret
I just think
service.
That there's no reason for them to help, say, student loan company because there's no purpose for it for them. Their agenda's bigger.
No, but if there was... I think it's Gubbins.
Well, we need to ask what the Pounders think.
We do!
Do you think that there is some sort of higher power that is controlling the world?
But yes, bear in mind that this was an unexpected episode that we weren't even going to talk about conspiracy theories.
No, and I think we need...
Can we have some good or funny ones? Because we came with no examples whatsoever, apart from Louise going, well, how bad can the student loans company be?
But Pounders, we need your opinion of whether you think that the world is secretly run by some
Glitterati.
Sort of... By the Glitterati. The Glitterati or said other... agencies, or is it a load of bullshit and Shane's got it completely wrong?
And do we believe in alien technology?
I do not.
That's
so yes, I think until next time,
pound away people.
Bye.